Blog Talk Radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you're ready to rock the health world with me the next couple of hours, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're in the right place. This is the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell on the air. You can reach me at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Live on the air with you. And, of course, this week has been an incredible past week. You call it adrenal exhaustion. If you've been following the events that have occurred up there at the Boston Marathon on Monday and ever since then, I recognize there are a lot of folks that don't like to listen and watch, and I respect immensely your ability to just say, no, I'm not going to be influenced by that garbage. Although that garbage might influence you even if you're not watching it or paying attention, or maybe precisely because you are. And this is a big, 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 big issue. You know, it used to take us decades, in fact, to see what we're seeing in real time right now. What do I mean? I mean, how many decades has it been since the JFK assassination? And how much speculation based on old photographic evidence and other issues and things did it take to finally figure out that the Warren Commission was full of you-know-what? And how many years has it taken us to look back at 9/11/2001 and the events surrounding it to recognize that in many ways that was a staged and managed event? And how many ways and times did it take us to do so for many of these recent, more recent issues like Sandy Hook or Aurora and all of these things, including and up to the Boston Marathon bombing of last week, to recognize that it is not always as it seems. Things are not always as they seem. And the more I look into it, the more many of my friends and fellow investigative journalists look into the Boston Marathon, the more bizarre it becomes. And I have a picture of the signing of the Declaration of Independence up in the show notes today, as well as earlier today when we published John Rappaport's latest meme about the FBI not only telling us to shun citizen journalists in seeking the truth about the Boston bombing and murders, but what has happened, transpired, since that time in the shutdown of all of Boston, the locking down of the city where the American Revolution was born. And, of course, the quote that was not heard because they didn't have MP3 players way back at the time of the Declaration of Independence, clearly we were thinking wrong. We were crazy. It was crazy time for us to look back in history and think that they founded a country, a nation that was designing a government that would merely be there to protect our liberties. And the real quote that we just uncovered was George Washington. We're not sure who it's attributed to. Somewhere in there, was it Thomas Jefferson who said that? And one day we can lock down the city of Boston in search of a 19-year-old kid. Really? One kid hiding on a boat. It's just stunning, the series of events. And if it's true that the Boston people cheered this police state activity, that says how far we've come from the city of the origin of the Declaration, the dawning of America in many ways. Now, what has transpired here is a series, many, many series of photographs, because there's so much photographic evidence because now we live in a surveillance society, and I'm not even talking about the official surveillance of Boston police or cameras that, you know, that claim to help us find who may have done this heinous act. But many citizen photographers, again, the very thing the FBI says, don't pay any attention. Pay attention only to the man behind the curtain, but not the average man on the street who has witnessed something, who has photographic evidence of something, and it is as bizarre gets. And as I said, this is happening in real time, not decades later, literally within minutes, hours, and days later, the things that are coming out, it's almost too much to comprehend. And I think that's my perspective on why these nefarious agendas can occur even today, even in an era when everybody is witnessing everything in real time and capturing it on video and photograph. Say photographs, a digital photograph. Because the overwhelming nature, if I can call it nature, of having an overwhelming amount of evidence presented at any given time in a culture filled with people that are already overwhelmed toxicologically, bombarded by EM fields, bombarded by television news, bombarded by the hypnosis of Brian Williams of NBC and all of the liars at MSNBC and Fox and CBS and ABC. And I don't mean to leave anybody out of the equation when it comes to the mainstream toxic, polluted, corporate, pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media run by CIA operatives. If this is not evidence to you, then you're already, well, you've been drinking too much fluoride for a long time. The rise of the new media. While the Boston Marathon was occurring, we had CISPA being passed by the House of Representatives. More control, electronic surveillance, more removal of the governor on the government. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of these things that were not granting rights to the people, but literally limiting the intrusion of government on the right to life, liberty, and the freedom, property. All being eroded in the chaos of these horrific events. And if you think that people are not evil enough to conduct these things, and that people within the government or a shadow government are not evil enough to do this, you don't know anything about history. Humans, and you know, yesterday on Friday's show, on the Healing Revolution show, I got so disgusted with humans, I didn't even want to talk about humans anymore. Because of man's inhumanity to man. And even inhumanity to animals, quite honestly. This is something that is all too real. And if you think it only happened in the Old Testament, or thousands of years ago, or hundreds of years ago, again, you have been fed a history that has been erased and rewritten for their benefit, not yours. Maybe for your naivete. The fact of the matter is, man has been sacrificing children in evil ways, horrific ways, for thousands of years of recorded history. Right up until the time of Jerry Sandusky and Penn State and many of those in these institutions that deal with children to this day. And to think that they have to kill innocents in order to pursue an agenda of control, economic and otherwise, just because you wouldn't do it and I wouldn't do it, does not mean there aren't people or monsters parading as people that would and do it. And so whatever the truth may be, whatever the facts are that are trying to be hidden but that are bubbling to the surface, the more the new media sets the stage and the agenda in response or even in prior to the response, because many of us have been signaling the warning of potential false flag terroristic events in order that we may, what? Abandon liberty in the hopes that government can provide security. And we were warned hundreds of years ago that this would happen. The moment the Constitution was ratified, there were those who were trying to overturn it through overt and covert means. Just because you don't believe that you would ever do this or would ever do this, these things, these heinous, horrific acts, does not mean there are others that would not. They would and they do. And that's the horrific wake-up call that is the call to all adults. To all adults who have been running around this world like little children, believing that the government was there for benevolent goodness. It never was. And I know that's a harsh thing, especially for my friends on the left to consider, because they believe in the goodness of people, unless, of course, they believe in something called capitalism, which doesn't even exist. It's really crapitalism or phony capitalism in that it is all about welfare to those who least need it. And even those who theoretically or actually need it, the welfare as it's done today is done to enslave you, not to prop you up, not to even stopgap you to get you to the other side of this thing so you can take care of yourself. They only want you to take care of yourself insofar as you don't step up and say you really love liberty. You really not only want to live liberty, but really live liberty. Because in living liberty, you have no need for wise overlords. You have very limited, minimal, or even no need for government regulators or overlords that would dictate to you how to live your life. You would now be a free, independent, sovereign human being. But even the word sovereign, as the queen and king are claimed to be sovereign in England, the sovereignty was rested or vested in the people in the American Republic. And even that now has been altered, the definition, to mean potential terrorist, which tells you how far our government media complex has lost its way or purposefully trudged its way to limit your spiritual freedom, because this is a spiritual issue. Now we're going to talk diet, health, and nutrition, and controversial vegetarianism. Could vegetarians really be healthy? Stephen Huer is going to join me, and we're going to talk about it, the liberty of eating right, after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, welcome back, my friends. The United States of Health Talk Radio is on, and we are going to talk diet. You know, it can be considered controversial to talk about false flag operations, I realize, in the mainstream media, although the meme of mainstream media picked up on the false flag subject matter. And I actually linked that in the social media network. So things are changing. Consciousness is shifting. But what about consciousness on diet? Seems to be one of the most controversial things to talk. Paleo, primal, vegetarian, vegan. And you know what I'm all about here. Your freedom to choose the right path for you and to learn. Not what others are telling you necessarily, but use your higher powers of cognition, the intelligence God may have granted you for good, and then listen. Pay attention to your body's cells. Open your mind, your heart, your consciousness. Someone who does that so well, my friend Stephen Huer from One World Way, and he joins me now. I've got lots of information that he sent me on the benefits of non-denatured whey protein. We've talked about it from many angles, detoxification angles, glutathione, etc. But there are many more, including high levels of function, athleticism, and reduction of inflammation. That's where we go now. Stephen Huer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You need to be on everyone's radio station at home so people are inspired and informed on a 24-hour-a-day basis.
Well, you're very kind. Listen, we as you know, I tend to tackle things that are not comfortable to talk about, but I feel like we need to grow up, honestly, that many of us have run around like little children. And we don't want to see ugliness. I recognize that. I don't want to look and observe. I don't, you know, it'd be a lot happier in one sense to just ignore it all. But if in that ignorance we become enslaved, captured and enslaved, or our children are, that's where I draw the line. And I have to cover this more or less, not for a titillation in any way, not to raise the level of fear, but to raise the level of awareness so we can consciously walk through life. But our diet plays a huge role in this, either keeping us asleep or waking us up.
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, I keep on referring to people like Gandhi as a great example. One of the secrets I think that Gandhi had that's never talked about, it wasn't this just intellectual mental ascent to a peaceful protest to the British invasion and rule of their people. It was that he held a certain vibration, a certain frequency. And that vibration and that frequency we could call basically tuned into God, tuned into love, peace. But it was his actual energy field. It was who he was vibrating at. It was where he was at. And he got there through his own spiritual mental disciplines and also through his vegetarianism and his fasting. And this is one of the things that's left out in our passionate move in this country for my voice, your voice, and, you know, Mike Adams' voice and all these people's voices like ours who are speaking about the crime and the corruption in the world and in government and how to become free of our oppressors. The biggest thing that needs to be focused on, in my opinion, because I've been handcuffed behind bars, I've experienced the natural hate, anger, emotions that arise when you're thrown into those kinds of situations, and I want to retaliate. I want to get back. Mm-hmm. And I found that in my journey to overcome the natural or the unpleasant oppressive forces that were I've been dealing with, it was all linked to how I was responding to the situation and how I was able to maintain and nurture a state of peace and love within myself despite how these people were behaving. And the more I could stay in that vibration and attain that vibration, the less aggression, the less oppression, and the more freedom I gained. And what I would like people to understand is that in this journey over 3 years now that I've been going through, 3-4 years, is that that was partly linked to my diet. The more, whenever I would do temporary fasts on juices, 1 day, 2 day long fasts, I'd notice an increased level of peace and well-being within myself, less aggression towards others despite being treated poorly by people. And then I would become freer and freer of, attracting those experiences in my life. As it became more peaceful, I became freer of attracting those experiences. And then about last November, I decided, you know what? I've been challenged by a friend of mine to do his cleanse. I'm going to do his cleanse, and then I'm going to launch into attempting the vegetarian approach to life that I've never succeeded at before and see how I do. So I did it. And after the 28-day cleanse that I did, I launched into a vegetarian lifestyle, which was mostly raw, but yet still cooked grains and legumes and some fats. And as I did that, longer and longer, the more and more I noticed that my set point was less feeling victimized and more feeling like I was in charge of my own emotions, my own state of mind and emotions. And I just always felt a much more easier time maintaining a state of peace and harmony within myself in the midst of being attacked, or I could get back to, if I'd been attacked, like I get stuff in the mail that I don't want from my government that's just total oppression stuff, and I get a reaction. But I get back to the set point, and out of my reaction much more quickly, I get back to the set point of peace and non-reaction, and then I'm able to relate to people better, those government officials, those whoever it is, in dealing with ironing out a realistic solution where I'm not wanting to get back at anyone as I do, cleaning up my own life type thing.
Sure.
And I found that vegetarianism is the key to doing that. And in all my research of quantum physics and how the unraveling the genetic code, the geneticists say, okay, 10% of the protein structure of the DNA or 10% of your DNA is involved in protein synthesis. That's cell division and cell expression. 90% is undefined by the third-dimensional scientists, but the quantum physicists say the 90% is an antenna that connects us up to the quantum field or the God force, the omnipresent God mind energy. So if the omnipresent God mind energy is supposed to influx vibrational frequency information into 90% of our DNA as well as our nervous system, and it's a peace-love frequency all the time, and as well as information that comes into us, then all of us should be seeking to be hooked up to that quantum field because that's the ultimate power source. I mean, this world of fiction is the limited, finite amount of power based on fear and intimidation. And the ultimate source of energy that occupies all space-time is the ultimate power source. That's why, the Star Wars movie was like, okay, don't go to the dark side emotionally. Yes, fight, but don't go to the dark side in your feelings and emotions because then you lose your power source.
Yes. Now, recognize that just the simple statement that you made about vegetarianism causes some to just raise up on their heels and go, whoa, 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 wait a second. What are you telling me? Because there's a lot of ego and judgment placed on these things. As I said, I'm stepping back, as we've discussed this many times on the air before, Stephen. We're not making judgments on these things except to observe. Now, I've talked to many folks that have gone vegetarian and felt a reduction in aggression. And I have been vegetarian at times in my life. I have been carnivorous in times of my life. And no matter what you decide to do out there, please clean it up. If you're going to be a carnivore, please make sure that you're dealing with those that raise animals appropriately, humanely, all of these things. It matters because the energy of those animals matters, and how it impacts you will matter as well.
Yeah, it will. And ultimately, I've been a meat eater most of my life, and I'm not knocking anyone who's meat eating. This is merely an honest analysis of the subject and how I overcame the limitations of the meat-based diet that kept me chronically in a lower state of awareness, because I found that when I eat meat, raw, pure, optimum, grass-fed, all that, I still occupied a state of consciousness that was more towards being a victim, more towards being unconnected to other people energetically.
Stephen, stand by. We got to take a break here. We're going to talk about this most controversial subject, even more so than false flag terror, is what kind of diet is right for you and how does it impact on your consciousness. Check it all out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Food, food, hungry, consciousness, hungry for consciousness, I am. Yes, and it's the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend, my guest this hour, Stephen Huer from One World Way, oneworldway.com. If you ever have any questions, comments to Stephen, or you want to check it out or call directly, 888-988-3325 to get the One World Way we use here, a whole family. 988-3325, that's a 888 number. And we're talking food and consciousness, a controversial subject. Why? Because there's so much emotionality invested in whatever diet people have and grown up and been told it is the right one, it is the best one, it is the only one. And, you know, we're all about your bottom line, and your bottom line, my bottom line, I hope it's the same. It's your health, your vitality. And if you decide to go further, explore consciousness so that we cannot be duped by so many people that want to dupe us and enslave us. And Stephen Huer is back to help us overcome all of that. Stephen, thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here, Robert.
Now,
yeah,
in talking,
go ahead. Yeah.
The vegetarian dilemma. There's a reference, and I published a lot of your notes today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You talked about this guy because some people say, "Well, I'm a vegetarian, but I can't really be an athlete, can I?" With that, and of course, I've brought people on that are. And you actually referenced a guy named Rob as well. He's a hiker who hiked Mount Shasta 4 times in 24 hours.
Yeah, actually, he did that in the beginning. Then it went to 5 times, and then it was like 6 times. So his record is actually 6 times in 24 hours. Rob Webb is his name. He was an enthusiastic cleanser using the Arise and Shine, you know, Cleanse and Purify Thyself program, the 28-day cleanse that I've talked about before. And then during the, you know, his daily regime of nutrients and his hiking, he would consume a chlorophyll supplement and a specific electrolyte alkalinization supplement. And when he did those things in his diet, he could go up and down, starting at like 8,000 foot and go to the top of the mountain, which is whatever, I forget what the height is, if it's 11,000 feet, and start at base camp and then go up and back and go up and back, up and back. He did that 6 times in 24 hours, so he holds the world record, the Guinness Book of World Records in doing that, and that is just most people who would go who are, you know, the eating even a good omnivorous, like Weston A. Price type, you know, diet, who would go hike that would not be able to go, they would be able to go up and back in 8 hours approximately, and typically their legs would be completely like rubber when they, you know, the last mile of their walk, hardly even able to complete it, they'd be so fatigued. It's just, this kind of level of athleticism exists when your body is alkaline and your muscles and your heart are fed the alkaline minerals and the electrolytes needed so that they can continue to do all their functioning at peak levels and not be bogged down by low oxygen levels and acidity that comes from the, cooked animal protein-based diet. This is, you know, basically being an athlete and getting endurance, it gets exceeded and improved upon when you do, you know, vegetarianism correctly.
That's key. I just want to say, Stephen, what's key here is that it's a little modified in that we would argue for the use of a non-denatured whey protein, which some would say, well, then you're not purely a vegetarian, but how would you speak to that?
Yeah, so I would say that it philosophically, anatomically, in principle, the body, I believe, is designed to be vegetarian and not need any animal substances. It's just that you'd have to go back 35,000 years before the Earth lost its cloud cover and its Edenic, like, greenhouse-type conditions, and a total different atmosphere, total different everything, so that humans may have thrived as vegetarians back then. But if you come forward to our time with all the different problems we have in our environment and low-quality foods and genetically weakening of our own species, then you have a need for more protein and hence the need for raw dairy. So raw goat's milk is ideal. When they don't have access to that, raw cow's milk is the next alternative. And when you're dealing with our whey protein powder, One World Whey, you're dealing with the whey portion. So the whey proteins are as small as goat's milk proteins or mother's milk proteins, human's mother's milk protein, and therefore they're easily assemblable. And everybody that's dairy intolerant has been able to tolerate thus far.
Yes, I found that to be the case. Yeah. Those that say, oh, I can't do it because I have a gluten intolerance, it works. It still works. In fact, I'm going to be bringing some to Autism One next month in Chicago, so check that out. The Robert Scadbell Show is on the air. You can give us a call at 800-259-5791. More great consciousness and food discussion with Stephen Huer after this break.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing my favorite discussions. We always have them with Stephen Huer from One World Way. You can check it out. The links are up in the show notes, including a nice picture of Stephen. You can click his link and learn more about him, including how to get a consultation, should you feel so inclined. He's a great guy, passionate, and loads of integrity. And that's why it's a great enjoyment. We were talking, of course, about dietary issues. Consciousness often comes up when Stephen and I talk, and of course I wanted to talk about consciousness in relation to all the chaos that apparently is happening around the world. How can you know about these things yet maintain a level of balance? Stephen mentioned that in terms of how his diet shifted, and he was able to shift into this not only concept but reality of peace, love, harmony. Now, some would say, well, you're just a 60s hippie. I've seen his hair. He's not a hippie. But he has the heart of someone who is a real healer as well. And so we're not being naive. And nothing Stephen says in my mind, from my knowing you, Stephen, is anything about naivete, because you've lived some stuff that are pretty intense for you to get to this point. And by doing right and by matching your, let's talk about vibration. Let's talk about energy and synergy. You have the ability to tap into, let's say, the healing power of creation. Now, those in the Judeo-Christian may talk about spirit, Holy Spirit. Those who are New Age might talk about it in different terms. I recognize people come from all backgrounds here. But, you know, I'm just with the spirit of which you are communicating it, Steve. I want people to roll with it. Just let it digest, because you'll get it in your own way.
Yeah, there's basically one force that's created all this thing. That's why we call there's only one God, but it's omnipresent God. It's God throughout all space-time, and that source of energy we call God is a bliss, love, consciousness. People have tapped into it throughout, you know, all millennia, and there's a science through meditation to be able to attain a communion with God, and all of us are basically on a journey to walk closer and closer through all of our trials and experiences and errors and correction of those errors, learn and learn and learn to the point that we become more and more like Jesus walked. Jesus said, you know, let this mind be in you that's in me, or Paul said that, I believe. And so it's basically we're all striving to achieve the level of consciousness that Jesus said, because he said, hey, what I'm doing you can do also, and greater, because this is all possible for all, because all of us are sons and daughters of the Creator. So it's We've got a lot of these limited programs that we're introduced to from infancy on in our world. We've been conditioned to believe and function certain ways, and then we operate with a limiting belief system in our subconscious. So all I'm saying is that there is a higher level of consciousness that we can all operate at, and getting access to that feeling, it's a feeling that you get, is easier to access when you fast and when you meditate, or when you eat vegetarianism and you meditate.
Tapping into it, Stephen. Tapping into it is like there are many different methods, contemplative, prayerful methods, meditation. You talk about fasting, dietary shifts. And, you know, we're all on an individual path, if we could say it that way, because that we come into this world alone, we leave alone. At the same time, there is that greater force that we're connected to. I have found in my own life, too, tapping into that through whatever method that would work for me, that I was cared for, covered, even warned about dangers before they occurred. So there's a very real vital interaction with that life force. Communication, we talk about communing, we talk about listening, and how do we listen? We get the gunk out of the way. That's why detox is such a big part of everything I talk about, as do you.
Yeah, so my message is basically that you want your sails to be filled with the wind and the power of God to both propel you to success in whatever your goal is, whether it's, you know, political stuff you're working on, or, you know, shedding light on all the crime and corruption so that it stops happening. You want the energy to be there behind you. That's the energy of all creation behind you, the energy of God. And all I'm saying is that when you tune into and come from the peace, love, frequency space, you automatically get the energy behind you that it is protective, it is warning, it is guiding, and it's amazing. There's many people that I've met in my life, and I feel that I'm one of them, where the more I tuned in and stayed in touch with what Jesus taught and practiced what he taught, not just in my intellectualization and in my rote prayers, I'm talking about feeling it. And then that feeling, that peace and love, and emanating that, I was protected, guided, and my life was spared, and the people that I know who are doing things in the world to change the world in very positive ways, they've had many attempts on their lives, and they've been protected at every instance. You know, it's just like, you know, Andrew Jackson way back in whatever, 1828 or whatever it was, when he was president and he was trying to get rid of the banking, the evil banking cartels, and have it not be a monopoly.
Yes.
You know, he had two attempts on his life, and he was spared, or one attempt at least. And it's that kind of thing, you know, where you get protected when you're trying to do good for everyone.
Right. Well, stand by. We're going to come back and wrap up this hour with Stephen Huer. We'll talk about another interesting history and a historical pattern that could be real for you in tapping into the non-denatured whey protein that we take here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and the whole family here, oneworldway.com. And we'll do that and a whole lot more healing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com.
That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, this is the place you come for health, freedom, and liberty. Liberty, food, freedom, liberty, healing, liberty, all of the liberties that seemingly a government, media, medical complex doesn't want you to really have. They'll pay lip service to it, but here, we'll actually feed it to you. And we're doing that right now with Stephen Huer from One World Way, feeding you the good stuff. And, of course, the reason why we want it non-denatured, non-pasteurized, very critically important and validated in the scientific realm, Stephen.
Yeah, the reason is that, you know, when you heat a protein up beyond 118 degrees and on up into the pasteurization temperatures of 140 or 161, you are going to bend and twist amino acids and fold and tighten proteins to make them enzymatically. Your body can't get at them enzymatically, and you, even if you do get at them, you're going to not get near the quantity of amino acids, and those amino acids that are bent and twisted, your body can't use, so your liver and kidneys look at them as having to just filter them out because they're toxic in nature. So you want a whey protein and a milk product that's never been heated and get it at the temperature that, you know, God created to come out of the cows from 101 degrees is as high as it's going to get, and then process it so that it becomes a dry powder without ever exposing it to heat. So we've done that with One World Whey, and that's why One World Whey is achieving results that other whey protein powders do not achieve. And so it has a long history. When you use raw whey fresh over the course of weeks and months, it has a long history of helping support health for people. That's pretty miraculous.
Well, I want to talk about the brain inflammation issue when we talk about those children that have been damaged, much less generalized systemic, even skeletal inflammation and detox. How is this food, because it is food, let your medicine be your food, is working with folks? You had a guy from Australia reach you recently with this situation.
Yeah, I had a gentleman who was a guitarist enthusiast, and he practiced for 7 hours a day and performed, and he loved playing, and he was doing this when he was like 17, and then by age 18, he had this severe pain that spread throughout every joint in his body, and he couldn't even play the guitar anymore. That's how painful it was for his hands, and he ended up struggling for years, going to many doctors over 5 years, not getting any better. No one could diagnose what was wrong, and finally jumps on to becoming his own researcher on the subject, of course, and learns all these things he's learned and started to work for a cancer hospital and did all these great things with it, what he contributed to them to help them use natural methods of helping people heal. Then they healed too many people and they shut the cancer clinic down, and it was just like, you know. Then he's continued to learn and basically come to the realization that all of his dilemma or all of his symptomology stems from mercury being in his body in high amounts that's caused the terrain to be altered and allowed for the yeast to overgrow and possibly limes to be present. He doesn't know if he has a total balance diagnosis on that, but he has a symptomology of it. So he gets on our whey protein, the One World Whey Vanilla, muscle tested best for him, and he mixed it with raw milk. And over the course of 3 to 4 months, he felt such an improvement in pain and alleviation of it that he's like, now he says the pain level is only 25% of what it was. So that's a 75% improvement. So now he's happily playing guitar, and now he's happily doing whatever he wants to do. And he says he now feels like a 28-year-old as opposed to a 90-year-old, and he's just really pleased.
Nice. So it even works down under.
Yeah.
That is the good news. So if we're tapping into this, and I say my children drink it every day, my wife, who we've talked about on the air as well, I'll be taking this into Autism One. And I had, you know, the parents, they're just very nervous about everything they give their children in the autism spectrum because their guts have been so damaged. And I find time and time again, even though they can't tolerate these other forms of dairy or a lot of other foods, they're able to tolerate and do exceedingly well on the One World Way.
Yeah, and the One World Way, I mean, if you read Dr. William Walsh's book, Nutrient Power, Heal Your Biochemistry, Heal Your Brain, he's consistently documented over thousands of people and kids with autistic spectrum disorder that just reducing inflammation in the brain will get symptom improvement. And so when you introduce this non-denatured way, One World Way, into the body, and it raises glutathione as high as it does, that consequently is able to eliminate inflammation in the brain, the gut, and elsewhere, as well as detoxify and consequently get symptom improvement. And we've, you know, said this before in previous shows of yours, how we help, you know, Angie Borden's son, 4-year-old autism spectrum disorder son, speak normally for the first time in his life at age 4 after 2.5 months on One World Way.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Now, those of my listening audience that want to reach out to you maybe need a little more assistance. I know every day I get these questions. Robert, I need more help. I don't feel like I can do it. I'm overwhelmed. And I'm not saying 1,000 people need to call Stephen this minute, but there are those who feel that connection, that in, you know, something in the gut's going, hey, I really need to talk to you. In addition to the toll-free number, if people would like to get the One World Way, what can people do if they'd love to talk with you a little bit more off the air?
Call my staff at 864-895-6250. I'll say it again, 864-895-6250, and one of my staff will make an appointment. You'll get a free introductory consult that lasts usually 10 to 15 minutes. Sometimes I go longer just of necessity, and I've got the time, and I can, and I do. And I'll introduce you to the subject matter. We'll be able to exchange, you know, back and forth. You can ask questions and, you know, learn what you need to learn. But, you know, I basically make it so that you have the knowledge to take action right away and start to improve your quality of your life dramatically. There are quite a few other supplements I work with that are also equally profound and exciting. But yes, One World Way forms a foundation and a flagship product in everyone's diet that I talk to. I get people on that product.
Yes, and I want to reiterate the issue of consciousness that we've been talking about weaving into our discussion today, Stephen. We only have about a minute to go before the top of the hour. But this is something that's very real. No matter what religious, spiritual background you have, awareness is another way to say consciousness, and literally it's either we go through life naive and basically subjected to the whims of others, their control, and we become victimized. Or once we become aware and we decide to do something with that awareness, we no longer can be victimized in the same way we had previously. So even if you've been through some real hardships, there are always ways to overcome it, and I believe Spirit's there to help us when we're open to it, as you've described.
Yeah, and it's basically the whole law of attraction, just understanding that this natural cosmic law exists, that what the vibration you're putting out, you attract the like vibration experiences into your personal life. That's why there's such a broad spectrum of human experiences. Some people are, you know, suffering tremendously because they're really challenged with that vibration they're putting out, and then other people are not, and it's what we're putting out that determines a large percentage, not 100% by any means, but a significant amount of what happens in our lives is a direct reflection of what we're vibrationally putting out. So, hey, we all want to experience happiness, love, and joy more than anything else. So that's why I so strongly advocate and encourage people to look into using vegetarianism accompanied with raw milk and raw whey protein to support a natural, healthy, vital life that's supporting the right frequency.
Beautifully said, Stephen. Stephen Huer, my friend, always glad to have you back on board. Remember, we've got lots more healing to go, but in the meantime, check it out, oneworldway.com. He's at 888-988-3325. We got a whole other hour of healing to go. What kind of water does Robert drink? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more on the other side of the news break. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.